Chapter 4. Caitlin rinsed her dinner plate under the stream of water in the kitchen sink as she talked to Sophie Treadwell on the phone. Sophie and her husband Rob were the nearest neighbors to the Rambling Rose stables, which in the northern Virginia countryside was still a good 3 miles away. Apparently, word of the horse killing on her farm had spread quickly through the rural township.
"Who would do such a horrible thing, and all the way out here?" Sophie fretted. "The poor thing's head was nearly severed. Honestly, we left D.C. to get away from all the crime."
She paused, then added awkwardly,
"Sorry, Caitlin, I didn't mean..."
"It's okay," Caitlin assured her. Since her arrival some 18 months earlier, Sophie was the closest thing she had to a friend. Nearly a decade older than Caitlin, she and her husband were childless and closely integrated into the local horse community. Rob was a successful architect who worked mostly from their large country estate home, and Sophie wrote children's books. The couple knew about Joshua, of course, and had asked questions, but it hadn't kept them from welcoming her into their home and wide circle of acquaintances. Caitlin was grateful for their acceptance.
"Are you sure you want to be all alone out there tonight? Ed Malcolm thinks it was some kind of cult."
"A cult comprised of teenagers," Caitlin pointed out, not wanting the rumors that were flying around to get any worse. Still, the fact remained that someone had committed the brutal act.
"Teenagers or not, the very idea of something like this is frightening. Rob wants to come get you. He insists, actually. You can stay in one of the guest rooms."
Wiping her hands.